Hello, 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 hello. It's December, it's December. Okay. I don't know, I just made up a song. That was very Brett Summers of me, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
Brett Summers always sang non-existent songs on the Match Game.
Yeah, that's one thing she did.
Yeah. Yes, when she wasn't pouring martinis under the desk for Charles Nelson Reilly and herself.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so it's a superlatives episode. It's episode 140, and yeah. This was Danielle's idea for a topic. We were stuck trying to think of something good, and then she threw this at me, and I was like, that's actually a great idea.
I had other ideas, but it's like, I can only think of one thing on them, and that's not going to help.
Right.
Then I'm just going to lie for the other four.
Yeah, do you want to explain what this idea was, and then I'm happy to start.
Since we're approaching the end of the year, I figured, you know what, like, let's just talk about things in 2019 that we've loved music-wise. Not necessarily music from 2019.
Right.
But just things that we've discovered or things that we've come to love. Or things that, you know, maybe things we heard years ago, but we're like, dang, now I like this.
Yes, which is great. I very quickly figured out what my five things were. I kind of started making notes and then had five. And I was like, well, this is my five. And yeah, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I will start us off.
Okay.
My number five thing, I do have mine ranked, by the way. I don't know if you do.
I do.
I'm going to read mine in an order. So
loosely.
Okay. All right, cool. So my number five is a band from the UK that I did not know existed. They put out one album, best I can tell, like 2 years ago in 2017, and they are called Sunglasses Kid. After, remember the cool Australian kid who like had a party at his parents' house when they were out of town and then did these news interviews that were kind of ridiculous. And
this sounds like Aaron Carter.
He had on these brightly colored sunglasses.
I don't remember this.
Yes, everybody started calling him Sunglasses Kid. So a band named themselves Sunglasses Kid, presumably after him. But they make 80s sounding music, but they do it very, very well. It's like very, very good 80s music. 80s sounding music. I have to stop saying 80s music. 80s music is not a genre. You know what I mean?
No.
They make dance pop music that sounds very 80s, and they do it very well. I'm very particular about modern music that tries to sound that way.
Absolutely.
And they knock it out of the park. Yeah. The clip you're going to hear is a song called Can't Hide. It's my fave. But yeah, check out their album. You will not be disappointed. I am a big fan.
Okay, my number five. I feel like you cannot talk about 2019 and the spectacularity of the summer of 2019. This isn't Old Town Road, even though I love Old Town Road.
Okay.
I'm not talking about that. We know what Old Town Road is. But what I am talking about, just like, I think I felt like summer 2019 was a great feminist moment in pop music. The first time I ever liked it, we had Hot Girl Summer, which is the song that plays when my Alexa detects that I'm on the property, so my dog has recognized Hot Girl Summer as excited time when mommy comes in, and then I walk in and then we dance to it. But I think you can't 2019 without talking about the breakout of Lizzo. Lizzo is fantastic. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but I just felt like we all kind of came together, a lot of generations, pop, non-pop, people who followed Lizzo for years and people who now just discovered her, like me, because I don't branch out. I'm not a brancher. And I felt like it was a really fun time to celebrate all of it. I was not here for, like, when Lizzo came, like, a month ago, and everyone on Facebook, which is the jerks, and were like,
yes.
Well, I mean, like, I've seen her, like, six times already, and every time I see her is fine. I guess some of these people are only here for the first time. Like, they don't even know who she is. And I'm like, would you get over that? I don't like. I'm not here for that. That is not on my list. Just Lizzo in general. Love it.
Wow. So your number five is literally just Lizzo.
Just Lizzo.
Oh, okay.
The whole idea of Lizzo and the feminist thing. It's
All right.
A very good thing. I like that it took that turn.
All right. My number four is relating to a song that I've kind of like known my entire life from an artist that I don't particularly care for. But I realized that I actually really do like this song, and it's the only song I really care for by that artist. And I went and looked it up, and it has a fascinating origin story. So as this goes, Dave Stewart, who is from the Eurythmics, was playing a show in Los Angeles, and after the show met Stevie Nicks, and they ended up going home together. Stevie Nicks had recently broken up with Joe Walsh, who was from the Eagles. Dave Stewart told this story on the Howard Stern Show, by the way. This is where I found this interview. And I guess what happened was Dave Stewart was still in Stevie Nicks' room the next day, and Joe Walsh showed up at her house to, like, try to talk to her. And she said something to him in such a way that stuck with Stewart. And then he went home and took what he'd heard her say and wrote a song about it and gave it to Tom Petty. And that became Don't Come Around Here No More.
Oh, my God.
And I realized that that is truly the only good Tom Petty song.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I like Tom Petty, but that's the amazing one.
What's perplexing to me, too, if you go read about Don't Come Around Here No More from any kind of like music critic, they all talk about it like it's a psychedelic rock song. It is not.
No.
Don't Come Around Here No More is a synth pop song.
Absolutely.
And it is a new wave synth pop song.
Now, the video is a little psychedelic. You could say that.
Yeah, but
easily,
like, okay, but there's a sitar. I get that there's a sitar in it, but like the structure of that song, that is not a psychedelic rock song. That is a synth pop new wave song. And really the only Tom Petty song I think that is ever worth listening to. But I never heard that story before, and I thought it was so cool. And to kind of further prove it, I found a live video from 2006 where Tom Petty's playing it live, and then they pan over, and who's on stage playing the tambourine, but there's Stevie Nicks right there.
Wow, that's the best thing Joe Walsh ever did.
Yeah, no kidding.
Really, just pissed off Tom Petty, Stevie
really,
Nicks.
Like, this was just kind of the apex of a couple of careers there.
My number four, which I've talked about for like a second on the show, but I cannot say it enough how important the Spotify playlist is. It has everything you'll ever need on it. The Spotify playlist called Miami Vice All Seasons.
Oh.
It is a playlist for all occasions, quite honestly. Like, it is, Miami Vice, a TV show, as I recently watched, is actually garbage. I get that it was very influential on 80s culture.
I've never seen Miami Vice.
Don't.
Okay.
I liked it when I was a kid.
I won't.
But I was a kid. Now I'm like, God, Don Johnson, absolute garbage of an actor. Like, whatever. Some of it's entertaining. The music is fantastic, which is what this playlist does. It's got the songs that are on Spotify of the whole entire thing. And it has made me fall in love with stuff. It made me re-love stuff that I've known for years, particularly Tina Turner's Better Be Good to Me.
Oh, which, by what the way, a song.
Like, I've always known it, and it's fine, but, like, it really just, it's getting me right now. I'm very Better Be Good to Me. It is so good, so well-produced.
It is.
And the way she sings it with that, like, oh, I love it. It's
yeah,
so good.
Well, she kind of starts way down here in the soft, and by the end, oh, she's just hollering at you.
Like,
I love it.
It's just such a fantastic song and a great playlist. Listen to it all day, every day.
All right, so we're up to number three on my list. I would say most people, if you're listening to this podcast, have heard the Annie Lennox song, No More I Love Yous.
You're really into the Eurythmics today.
Yes. I didn't even realize that. I got Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox on here. Like, how funny.
God.
Did not even realize that. Good catch. Yeah, so Annie Lennox's No More I Love Yous, I discovered a couple months ago, is a cover, and that blew my mind. Had no idea.
You told me that, and I didn't know either.
Yep, it was originally recorded in 1986 by a British group called The Lover Speaks, which is so pretentious.
I'm sorry, my eyes rolled up in my head.
But their version is so good. The original, it's a new wave song. It's like a new romantic almost kind of new wave song. And it's really, really solid. And I did not realize because, I was a child in the 90s and I knew the Annie Lennox song because it was on the radio a lot.
I loved it.
That whole album, which was called Medusa, by the way, was a whole album of covers. And I never put that together because the only other song I'd heard from it was Don't Let It Bring You Down, which is her covering the Neil Young song of that name. And I never realized that it was just a covers album.
I never somehow missed
that. But yeah, No More I Love Yous. I've sent this to everybody who I know who would know that song and care. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew this was a cover.
Yeah.
This is crazy. New information to everybody that No More I Love Yous was a cover. So yeah, No More I Love Yous by The Lover Speaks is the original.
That's very cool.
And it's great.
My aching heart would bleed to see.
My number three, which is also a Spotify playlist. I love a good playlist that I don't make myself. But really, it's more the TV show this year of The Righteous Gemstones on HBO, which is the new Danny McBride, Jody Hill joint. You either like that or you don't. You like that kind of thing or don't. Really, even if you don't like Danny McBride, which I know a lot of people don't, watch it anyway, because really, Judy is where it's at. Mm. Judy is my girl. But the best part about these shows and what they do so well on all of them, whether you like the actual show or not, is they use music so well on these shows. And they will dig stuff up out of just like, I don't know, the butt cracks of time. I don't know how else to say that. I don't know. I don't know where things hide. Anyway, this is a really great soundtrack.
The butt cracks of time. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, I mean, this is the playlist and the stuff used in the show. It's a lot of old country, and it's a lot of, there's rock. There's also like Bross, When Will I Be Famous, which is fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's all sorts of weird little things. The thing that I discovered, and I'd never heard it before, is apparently a top 15 hit in like 1979, and then nothing else ever came from these people. It's a disco kind of funk, weird kind of driving rock song called Walk the Night by a band called Scat. And it like ends and it ends one of the episodes in the credits, and it's spelled SKATT. Walk the Night. It is fantastic. It is it's one of those disco songs that incorporates a lot. It's kind of timeless and it's a pump up song.
Oh, okay.
If you ever want to work out to a disco song, this one's it. You're going, and it's a really cool discovery. So I'm really glad that this show, if you like that stuff and like really cool music use in shows, this is it. I'm so happy it exists.
Creeper, creeper, gonna creep and walk the night. All right, look out, night. Creeper got mad and angry eyes. One look from him can paralyze. Resist at any time or place. Creeper, they'll slap right across your face. Yeah. Take care. Gonna get you good.
My number two is courtesy of my buddy DJ Paul T, Paul Tagliaferro, who is awesome. If you don't follow him on Twitter at DJ Paul T, you should. He digs up some really, really cool tunes and shares them, and he's a really cool guy for doing that, so shout out to Paul. Marsha Raven, I Like Plastic. I had never heard of Miss Marsha Raven, but she kind of, I guess, had some dance single popularity in the late 70s, early 80s, but she did this song called I Like Plastic. And I've never felt so understood in my life, because the entire song is sort of like, yeah, I've been to Paris, I've been to Rome, I've been to this hoity-toity stuff, I've seen Gone with the Wind, I'm not impressed, I like plastic things. And I'm like, girl, same, thank you. Somebody had to say it. Just because something is well-regarded or highly critically acclaimed or whatever does not mean you are obligated to love it. It is okay to like plastic things too. And I am I am here for that. That's all I have to say.
I really like it. That's a good one.
When it comes to dress,
I'm moving off of a playlist this time.
Okay.
Now I'm talking about a radio station.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what, this year I really just focused my life and found true happiness in making my life's soundtrack, particularly the last few months, just sound like a black family reunion where the aunts and uncles are controlling the music.
Oh my God.
And for that moment, we have Sirius XM's The Groove. It's just like, it's like 70s and 80s, like R&B and like dance music and that kind of stuff. It's the best thing I've ever heard. Do you know how much of The System they play?
Oh.
All the time.
I'm going to put that on the list. We have to do a System episode.
I know we do.
Yeah, they're great.
That's really what I do right now. It's just The System. And it's like System, Ready for the World, The Whispers. It makes me happy all day when I work. And I don't know, that station, it never plays a bad song. It might play a song I don't need to hear again, but I'm like, fuck, I'll hear it. Like, I'm not asking to hear it, but hell, there's a place for this. And I just really like it, and I'm really into that kind of music right now. That's all I listen to pretty much right now. And that's okay.
Flowers blooming everywhere, with Venus and with Cupid. The picture's very clear. Hang the sign up on the door. I say, don't disturb this group. Just a way to say that I'm so into you. Just something I want to miss. And feeling so real. Don't disturb this group.
Well, my number one, there was no question. I fell in love with this song the first time I heard it a few months ago and could not believe I'd never heard it before. This lady named Taffy was this dance singer from Britain in the mid to late 1980s. And her first single, which was also her most successful single and by far her best single, is called I Love My Radio. And girl, same. Once again, girl, same. It's funny that radio popped up on both of our lists in that way. But yeah, this was my number one new discovery song of the year by far. It's just, it's perfect. I love it. There's nothing else to say. Taffy is adorable. This song is amazing. I love it.
And now the radio is my mind's new video. Because your memories are revived, they're only sung. And now the radio is a film of my life show. My mind goes back to all.
Okay, we've done a Christmas episode before, and I'm, like, not that Christmassy.
No.
But I figured it out, because I like Christmas now.
Oh.
And it's all because...
That's a tall order.
I'm doing Christmas songs my own way now, because something changed me last Christmas, which was the Amazon commercial where all the boxes are singing the Jacksons' Can You Feel It? Now, I don't like to give thanks to Jeff Bezos all that much. He's got enough money. He don't need me. But it's something about that song where I realized, holy hell, that sounds like a Christmas song. And so that is my Christmas. Can you feel? It's got ching chimey booms. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Interesting.
Like there's about the world coming together.
It's been a long time since I've listened to Can You Feel It? But I can hear it in my... Interesting.
Dun, dun,
yeah.
Dun.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It sounds like a Christmas carol. So now, like, this year, I'm taking a new approach.
Very interesting.
And I'm finding pop songs that sound like Christmas carols. And one day I will have children, and that's the crap we're going to listen to. While everyone else is listening to all this stupid stuff over here, I'm like, this is the real stuff. Like, they'll be going to school singing Can You Feel It, which is the best thing. And I get that we're supposed to cancel one of those Jacksons. I can't do it. I'm working on it. Just pretend it's Jermaine, who I'm sure is way more problematic if you really got into it. But I don't know. I really like it, and it's making me very excited this Christmas season to sit there and listen to the Jacksons over and over. Do you think I can make Blame It on the Boogie, the Christmas song?
Yeah, it's funny that you brought that up, because I was just thinking,
Blame It on the Cookie?
Yeah, there you go. Blame It on the Cookie. There you go. Blame It on the Boogie is already more of a Christmas song. So yeah, Blame It on the Cookie. There you go. For Christmas 2020. We'll work on it.
Can you?
So that's our list of the best stuff we've come across this year, our favorite things from 2019.
Mm-hmm. The things we thank 2019 for.
Yes, indeed. And looking forward, we've got one more episode for you to round out the year, which mm-hmm. I think you're really going to like. We'll be back for that next week. If you are bored between now and then, though, and want to listen to some of our older episodes, you can do that on our website, which is offbeattrackscast.com.
Yes, and if you're still bored and want to just tweet at us a lot, we're on there.
Yes.
Twitter user at offbeattracks.
Yes, so drop us a line. Mm-hmm. So until next time, I'm Max.
I'm Danielle.
See ya.